Hey, welcome to the Morning Metal Show. I'm Sean Rockman of Austin, Texas. And when it comes to metal, I have ADD. I have a hard time staying in one genre. I just jump around like crazy. So I'll be exploring a few different subgenres today. So let's get started. So we'll start first in death metal. I'm starting with some Cannibal Corpse. I really like death metal to a point, right? I mean, I can't hang out in death metal land forever. But every once in a while, I want to feel that. I want to hear that. The blast beats, the growl, you know, I want to hear all of it. And the incredibly fast guitar playing. And Cannibal Corpse really embodies a lot of the classic death metal sound. Here's a little bit of Hammer Smashed Face, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. So what I find extremely fascinating and awesome is the growl singing, some people call it the Cookie Monster voice. If you go on YouTube and you search, you know, how to do the death metal growl or sing death metal or whatever, a lot of people will tell you that you really need to relax your vocal cords so that you don't destroy them. And it's interesting because I was watching some instructional videos on Tuvan throat singing, and there's some similarities for sure. It definitely is very hard, potentially very hard on the vocal cords, and you have to exercise proper technique in order to keep your voice going. I mean, think about it. These death metal groups, I mean, they tour, and they need to keep their voice alive and not blow it out. So they have to, you know, one, use great technique, and two, just, you know, develop, I guess, a calloused throat, I suppose. But anyway, one of the other things that I wanted to point out was the guitar playing. It's clear that there's a thrash influence in death metal, and I wanted to go now into the genre of thrash, and I'll just say it right here, right now. Thrash is my favorite genre of metal. It hands down my favorite genre. I think the guitar playing is so innovative, and yeah, death metal took it, you know, a notch further and went faster and really just used the blast beats like crazy. Not to say that there weren't blast beats in thrash. Death metal just used more of it, it seems like. So let's play a little thrash. We'll do Slayer, classic thrash band. We'll do Slayer's song Disciple, and I want to talk about this. So this song really jumped out at me because it has some of the classic Slayer thrash sound, but then it goes into that part where he's saying God hates us all, and that almost has kind of a nu metal type of vibe to it. And Slayer did make their sort of nu metal type album, Diabolus in Musica, and it sounds like they regret making that album. But honestly, I don't think it's a bad thing at all when you're trying to mix up genres And, you know, play with the rhythms, play with the structure, just trying something new. And I think that idea of just doing something different is a really good one. And when I think of nu metal, generally, I mean, on a personal note, I don't really like a lot of the open chord stuff that's played in nu metal, but I do like some of the rhythm, the rhythm textures that they overlay with kind of swing funk groove beats, and the palm mute guitar that's drop tuned behind that. I think that's a really good sound. Let's take a listen to probably the album that helped, you know, spin it all off. I mean, it didn't just start with this, but it was definitely a lead up to something like this, which is Sepultura's Roots, Bloody Roots. So let's take a listen to this, and then we'll talk some more. Say, I really like the texture of groove beats with thick, deep, heavy metal sounding guitars over it. I think it's really, really good sound. And I'll talk about more nu metal stuff and, you know, kind of the hip hop meets heavy metal stuff later on in another episode. But more to the point, I like the idea of trying to diversify and trying new things, generating new ideas. And that's why I really like the Dillinger Escape Plan. They've been labeled as prog metal or progressive metal. I've heard also the term thrown around math metal. And I don't know if it applies to them, but I would almost consider them experimental metal, just because they're trying out all these crazy ideas. There is still this feel of metal in there. It's in there, but man, there's a whole bunch of other craziness going on. Let's just take a quick listen here, and then we'll continue talking. Yeah, that's Milk Lizard by the Dillinger Project. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a sucker for a groove beat. That was really cool. I love it when people experiment and try new things. And I think that's sort of the thrust behind progressive metal, is just going outside the conventions and the norms of what the instrument playing and the musicianship is in metal. Well, speaking of trying new things and something different, let's shift over to the world of power metal, and particularly the guy who, I don't know if you can consider him straight up power metal, maybe you can, but he definitely was a pioneer that gave rise to a lot of the guitar work in power metal, and that is Yngwie Malmsteen. It is really amazing how he took metal guitar playing and combined it with classical music, not as a backdrop, but actually playing classical scales on his guitar, and very fast. So let's take a quick listen to Yngwie Malmsteen's Now the Ships Are Burning, and we'll continue to discuss this.
Now you sit the burn, and evil has returned. People
I really like Now Your Ships Are Burned by Yngwie Malmsteen. It's a really good track. I'll be honest, though, I'm still trying to get into power metal. Something about it hasn't really quite latched onto it completely yet. So I'm going to be doing some digging around and trying to find those tracks that are a little bit more easy to, I guess, grasp onto for someone who's not a diehard fan of it yet. I need a gateway. I think Yngwie is a good sort of lead up, but beyond Yngwie, I need another gateway into it. I love this idea of melodic, the strong melodic sensibilities in metal, because you know when you hear things like death metal, you know there is some melody, but you know it kind of is a lot more of the energy and the rhythmic propulsion, you know, that really is the thing that grabs you. But when you listen to the early metal, like the new wave of British heavy metal, new album, you know, there's definitely some strong melodic sensibilities, particularly with bands like Iron Maiden. And let's take a listen real quick to a bit of Iron Maiden's The Beast. Classic, The Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden. It's really cool to think about all the sounds that have come from this whole new album, new wave of British heavy metal movement. And speaking of how sounds grow from other sounds, I was trying to understand black metal today, and I think I got some clarity on it from a friend of mine. So I've realized that some of the guitar and drumming instrumentation have thrash elements and death elements in terms of blast beats and speed. But what sort of, and the vocals also have kind of a death quality to it, a grindcore death quality to it. So I was trying to figure out what in the world makes black metal different. And I realized what it was is, and I could be wrong, correct me if I am, but it seems like there's sort of a ambient, maybe orchestral or keyboard type of symphonic, or not symphonic metal, but kind of almost in that vein, but just something in the background that gives it an extra texture of sound that you might not hear in death metal. And I think that, and sometimes it's melodic. I mean, generally, if you've got keyboards going on or some sort of symphonic type of or orchestral type of thing, it's usually got some sort of melody behind it. So there's that element of melody through another instrument voice, and so that was my understanding of how black metal differentiates and why it's a separate genre. Let's take a listen to some black metal that we'll talk about in that. To rule alone, I must elevate. You can't resist me, open the gate. I am the god of all the devil in your world. I walk the path of gods. Your world's corrupted, tales from lies. So that is the band Keep of Kolesin, and that is their song Colossus off of their album called Colossus. And it's really fascinating. I feel like I learned something today, really being able to identify the parts. Definitely there was the death metal vocal. There was the death metal blast beat. There was some speed metal and thrash guitar going on. And to my ears, I couldn't really differentiate it until I listened closely and heard the orchestration, the keyboard stuff in the background. Now, I'd heard the orchestration and keyboard stuff in power metal, but I never made the link. I never noticed it in black metal. So there you go. I think I have it. Of course, I could be wrong, but I think that is one of the key defining features. I mean, I'm not even talking about lyrical content or themes or any of that stuff. I'm just going purely by musicality and tonality. So there you have it. There is my metal ADD, and hope to bring you some new sounds, new insights next time. Thanks for tuning in.